Lesson 7C, Exercises 5 and 6. Craig.
My sisters and I wanted to get my mum and dad something really nice for their 20th wedding anniversary. We thought about jewellery, chocolates, DVDs, but we couldn't find anything, you know, special. Finally, my older sister had a brilliant idea. We bought them tickets for a show in London, a musical, and we kept it a surprise for Mum and Dad. They really loved it. This was about 4 years ago now, but they still talk about it.
Vicky.
I remember it was one Christmas, about 5 or 6 years ago. The whole family was there, and I opened a present from my Aunt Victoria. It was a book. Everybody was looking at me, asking me what it was. So I read the title out, The Big Book of Jokes. So my dad said, "Well, let's hear some jokes then. Read them out, Vicky." It was so embarrassing. I sat there reading out the worst jokes you can imagine. Nobody laughed. I wanted to stop, but my dad kept saying, "Try another one." Oh, it was horrible.
Harry.
I was about 5 years old, I suppose, and I was a really huge Batman fan. I loved him. I wanted to be him. For my birthday that year, I got a Batman costume. I couldn't believe it. I put it on straight away, and I didn't take it off. I think I wore that Batman costume every day for 6 weeks, at home, in town, at the shops. A few weeks later, I lost interest in Batman. I never really wore the costume again, but still, it's a present that's really stayed in my mind.
Beth.
A couple of years ago, I went out to buy a present for my mum for Mother's Day. I went to a department store, and as I walked through the door, a woman asked me to try lots of perfumes. I liked one of them a lot, but it was quite expensive. I didn't have enough money to buy the perfume and a present for my mum. So I had an idea. I bought the perfume as a present for my mum. The trouble is, my mum can't wear perfume. She's allergic to it, but I forgot that until after I gave it to her. She was okay about it. She said it didn't matter, but I felt really bad.